Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 15th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We didn't get a message out yesterday because we were at Ocean City, New Jersey, but look forward to sharing a perspective today from God's Word. Today's message is titled, and it's an interesting title, simple title, The Mighty Ocean. Listen as Brooksine reads Scripture text from Psalm 93, 3 and 4.
The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty.
As a family, we, like the majority of people, thoroughly enjoy the mighty ocean. We just returned from a two-day short trip with our Amish friends, Jesse and Anna Ruth Lapp. As expected, the four children, ages 5 to 1, thoroughly enjoyed seeing and wading in the ocean. On the way, 5-year-old Moses excitedly asked when he spotted a small body of water, "Is that the ocean?" But when he and his younger sister saw the real thing, the wow factor was evident in their approving expression.
2-year-old Eli James took a look at the vast ocean by turning his head as far as he could from shore to shore, took a deep breath, and then flashed a big smile with his lips that lit up his eyes as well. Each time Eli's parents would take him out of the water, he'd cry out, "I want to go back in the pond."
Even Naomi Grace, at 13 months of age, loved the ocean waves. Yesterday morning, we men and the boys, along with the steer, went fishing. Brooksine took Anna Ruth and the girls to the shore. The baby cried the entire 15-minute trip and could not be consoled even with Mommy's lullabies. After their arrival on the shore, they placed her in her stroller as close as they safely could to the waves. She immediately quieted as she was mesmerized by the waves splashing on the shore for a good 45 minutes before they left that sight. Brooksine, sitting beside her the entire time, observed her immediate response to the sound of the unending ocean waves. It made her think about the many recordings over the years that have been produced for those seeking a natural calming background for tranquility and relaxation.
Well, no matter the age, most never grow weary of seeing the ocean. It's no big surprise that the ocean has inspired quite a number of scripture verses as well as hymns all throughout the ages. The daily psalm extols the might of God.
And I'll read it this time. Brooksine read it the first time, but we like to insert it in the text again. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty.
The sea referred to by the psalmist was likely the Mediterranean Sea. Israel is small geographically, and Jerusalem is not far from the Mediterranean Sea.
Well, the psalmist had observed the might of the sea, and we too are reminded of the awesomeness of God's power when we look out over the mighty ocean. I watched the great breakers crash into the shore and heard the force of the pounding waves over and over and over. Truly, the waves are a great analogy of God's constant, mighty power. But the Lord on high is even mightier.
However, in the great hymn, The Love of God, it's the inexhaustible love of God that the hymn writer is extolling, using the ocean as an analogy. This is surely one of the most creative use of words in all hymnology. Let the words of its text bless you today as you personally apply God's enduring love to your heart.
And the verse that we want to share based upon the analogy of the ocean states this: could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. And then the beautiful refrain states, O love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song.
Let's pray together. Father, any words we speak or pictures we draw cannot fully describe your infinite love. Your boundless love reaches beyond the heavens, and yet it penetrates our individual hearts. It is only in experiencing a personal relationship with you that we begin to sense the inexhaustible and pure love that comes only from you. Even as the waves of the ocean are powerful and wash over the rocks, may your abundant love fill our lives to overflowing so that Christ's love is seen through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we do have a couple of versions available, a click away for that song, one by really a bit contemporary, but it's still a beautiful version by Mercy Me. But we also found a traditional version by a group called the Isaacs. They're both YouTube videos that you can click on and play and listen to if you'd like. We also have a number of photos up on our site today for a trip the last couple of days that you may enjoy looking at, and a little bit more about our personal experience and reflections upon our trip. It was interesting traveling with an Amish family, and they were so excited and appreciative of our experience. We've become great friends with this couple and their children. I think we may be seen as their English grandparents now. What do you think, Roxine? And Steer had a great time as well. We didn't catch any fish yesterday on our fishing trip. That was a bit disappointing, but we had a great time. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, July 15th, 2009. Have a blessed day, and today may you all have a deep assurance of that great love of God.